Hello, it's Nikki here, and I want to wish you a warm welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode is proudly brought to you by the Mummy Fit Time Community Group, a free support group on Facebook for like-minded mums who are seeking advice, tips, and inspiration for their health and fitness journey. I welcome all mums to join the free community, and I have provided a link to the group in the show notes for you to follow so that you can join in with all the fun and make a head start on your health and fitness. Hi, thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode is brought to you by my 90 Days to Reset Your Future program, because some of the content that I'm going to have a chat to you today about is stuff that is covered within that program, and we dive a little bit deeper into that program around barriers to exercising and why we might be struggling to start our exercise journey. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Nikki. Welcome if this is your first time listening to the podcast. And sometimes I will bring on guest speakers to chat on the podcast, but today it's just you and I chatting about what it is that might be stopping us from doing some exercise. So let's get straight into it. We'll dive in and we'll have a chat. So let's get started. You know you need to exercise. So you know the health benefits to exercising. You know that you're going to feel better for doing this. You're completely aware of all this. But why on earth don't you do it? It's so hard, isn't it? I struggle myself sometimes, and I've just got to walk into like my garage, which is my gym. Why on earth don't we do exercise? So let's dig deep and figure out the reasons why. Basically, there's a number of reasons why we may not exercise, even though we know we should. And one of those is that it's scientifically proven that humans do not like change. We hear the word change and we pretty much hit the ground running. People like to live in their comfort zones. So regardless of whether their comfort zones are positive or negative, we like to stick there. And these comfort zones become your safe havens, but in reality, you are in a bit of a rut. This tends to be when you hit a range of barriers or excuses for why you can't prioritize your fitness. So have you ever come up with barriers to exercising, such as, I'm too busy at work, I can't fit in exercise, my work hours are too long, the kids are just a little bit full on at the moment, the kids are sick at the moment, I can't afford to exercise, I just don't have the time to exercise. You get the picture. So some of these barriers are legitimate barriers, but then others simply need to be worked around and figured out how you can exercise even if some of these barriers are coming your way. So one of the things that I like to do, or I suggest to do, is that first of all, you identify these barriers. So this is a little bit of a task. So if you've got a pen and paper handy, write this down, complete the task later, obviously, because you want to listen to all the juicy goodness I have to share in the rest of this podcast. But what task I would like you to do later is write down the barriers that come into your mind or the excuses that come into your mind when it comes to exercising. So you want to list, try to aim for at least 20 minimum excuses or barriers that you can come up with. Once you get writing, you're probably going to be quite amazed at how much you do find your brain has this list of excuses. I mean, I've done this exercise myself, and I've come up with things like, I'm not wearing the right clothes, so I can't work out today. I've got my period, so I can't work out today. I have got, I just sneezed. I must be sick. I'm not working out today. You get the picture. So write these all down. So next, you need to work out ways to work around these barriers. So for example, if time is your barrier, could you do a shorter workout? Could you swap laundry night for a workout night once a week? Could you integrate folding the laundry with a workout? Now, I did this on, I challenged the ladies in my free support group. It was a couple of months ago now, to do a squat every time you folded the washing. Now, I personally ended up with, I'd obviously not thought this through very well, because I think I did 150 squats or somewhere around that number. I obviously had a ridiculous amount of washing to fold, but what I did was I squat down and picked up the wash, every little item of washing. So every item, there was a squat done. So that's a way of integrating exercise while still doing another household task, therefore minimizing the time that you are needing to spend, or the minimizing the lack of time that you do have. So that's one way of working around your barriers. So you need to, first of all, list all your barriers down and then work out ways around those barriers. If you're still stuck and there's still some barriers at the end that you just can't work out how to work around them, then have a chat to someone. So have a chat to a friend. You can have a chat to your partner or your coach, whoever it might be. But sometimes it helps to have a third person provide that insight for you. They can then, if you want to, they can then double up as an accountability buddy. So it's really great to have someone there to celebrate with and impress when you do achieve things. But it's also good to have someone ask why when you do stumble and you don't do your exercise. You might even inspire them to make a change and get on board with you. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's getting through barriers. The next thing is, just bouncing back to barriers, sorry, is something really insightful that a client shared with me today. In fact, I was having a chat with my own coach. She's my business coach. I was having a chat to her about my goals. And after that chat, I was thinking about goals and I jumped on a call with one of my clients. And then she shared with me about how, as a mother, sometimes you have to make 1,000 choices in order to exercise. So, for example, you need to make that choice whether you're going to fold the laundry or do your exercise. Oh, hang on, a child's lost a shoe. Do I need to go find that other shoe before I do my exercise? Why is the baby screaming? Do I need to feed, change, burp baby before I exercise? Do I need to go to the supermarket for school lunches first before I do this exercise? So there's a lot of mind chatter there that you need to turn off to simply just get your exercise in. Now, I don't think that actually correlates so well with my example with goals. I think my example with goals will correlate a little bit more later in the podcast, but just talking through barriers there, it's the choices and the constant mind chatter that is going on in your mind. So my biggest recommendation there is to try and schedule your exercise into your day. Get your diary out and write it in as an appointment. At 1 p.m., I will do my workout. Now have a think about it like this. If you had a doctor's appointment scheduled at 1 p.m., that's a no-brainer. You turn up at your doctor's appointment, because otherwise you're either going to get charged or you're not going to get the health outcome that you were after. We're exercising to get a health outcome. So if you're going to keep that appointment with your doctor, why are you not going to keep that with yourself? Keep that appointment, book it in. Once you've got that appointment there, say for example it's a doctor's appointment, you're going to keep that appointment, right? So you're going to schedule your day around that appointment. All that mind chatter that you've got going on in your day about whether you need to go do the grocery shopping, whether you need to find that lost shoe, whether you need to attend to the baby screaming, whether you're going to fold the laundry or go to your doctor's appointment, you're going to work around those. So with exercise in your diary as an appointment, you are setting yourself up for a far better success towards completing that day's workout without that constant to-do list running through your mind, because you are working your day around that appointment that is in your diary. So now I'm going to move away from barriers and let's chat now about failure. So how many times have you tried a fitness program and failed? It's not a great feeling, and I don't know about you, you may have invested thousands of dollars in fitness programs, or you may have just invested a couple of hundred, or whatever it is. It doesn't really matter how much money you have invested, but if you've failed, then that can be scary because humans are scared of failure, which then discourages us from trying at all. Now, especially if you've tried and failed in the past, you then start to get this bit of a mindset of, well, this won't work because it's never worked for me in the past. And that's not going to be helpful for you when you're trying to start your exercising journey. You don't want to be starting your exercise journey with, well, this won't work because it's never worked for me in the past. As women, sometimes we tend to set pretty lofty goals. So, for example, by such and such a date, I will lose such and such amount of kilos, or by such and such a date, I will be able to run such and such amount of kilometers. Now, don't get me wrong, goals are really excellent to have. In fact, they're super important to have. But sometimes a goal can be so high that we fear we will fail at achieving that goal. So we just don't do it. We just don't make it work. We just don't even start. It's like you're stuck in mud and you can't get yourself going because you're so scared that you're going to fail at that long-term goal. So one of the things that I guess as women as well, and this takes me back to that goal example I tried to tie in just before where I was chatting with my business coach today around goals, is that I've lost my train of thought there, is that, dramatic pause, is that women in particular, or anyone I guess that is striving for a goal, is not seeing a direct result can be really hard. And when you're used to working really hard and getting that result quickly, that can be really disheartening. And to be honest, a lot of moms struggle with this because we've gone from a working environment, if you were working prior to having children, where we work hard for a result and we work for that to get that instant gratification. And once it's achieved, it's awesome. But exercise doesn't necessarily provide that instant gratification. So then you add in the struggle of child rearing, which is another area that you may not get instant gratification from, especially if your life is anything like mine, where witching hour is just hectic and you're just doing your best to get the kids fed and to bed. So you don't want to, I guess, feel like you're a failure at one more thing when it comes to exercise and achieving your goals. And I'm not saying at all that you're a failure, and I don't mean that mums are a failure, but sometimes as mums, we do feel like we're constantly failing at juggling mum life. So if you're sort of feeling like that, even if it's just sometimes, so you may not want to add in that one extra task that you might possibly fail at. So one way of achieving that is to break down your goals. So you've got this big lofty goal, which is great. Say, for example, you want to lose such and such amount of kilos by such and such a date. Cool. Break it down though, okay? Break it down into much smaller and achievable goals where you are more likely to get that instant gratification. So for example, if we're talking weight loss, it might be like, I am aiming to lose 100 grams this week. A week later, you've lost 100 grams or more. Instant gratification. Yes, I'm on task to achieving my goals. So just break it down into small, very small achievable goals. That's going to give you that instant gratification. And all of those small little goals add up to what's going to get you to your long-term goal. The next thing I wanted to talk about is taking the plunge. So I've been working in the fitness industry for about 15 years now. So I've worked with a lot of ladies who have told me in the past that they'll start exercising when they lose a bit of weight, or they'll start coming to classes when they feel a bit fitter. So taking the plunge is probably the single scariest part of fitness and commencing your exercise journey. Taking that plunge. Now, you again, you know the health benefits. You know you want to dive into this new journey, but you might feel that you might feel intimidated. So for example, gyms sometimes appear like everyone is extremely fit. They're more educated and more capable of fitness than you are. Or that you're going to do something wrong and hurt yourself, or that everyone will be looking at you because you are either the wrong size, the wrong shape, you're wearing the wrong clothes, you're sweating too much, you're not drinking the best bottled water that you can possibly drink. You get the picture, right? But here's the thing. Most people are too busy worrying about themselves than to worry about you. And if it's in a one-on-one coaching environment, then I can guarantee your coach is looking at your form and technique rather than what you look like or what you're sweating like. I'm going to share a little story here with you. It may be too much information, but this is a story I had where I was working with a physiotherapist. I was getting a pelvic floor examination after I'd had my second child. It was an internal pelvic floor examination. And I was worried that this physiotherapist was put out by my hairy legs because I had not shaved my legs. Do you think she cared about my hairy legs? Do you think she even saw my hairy legs? No. All she cared about was whether my muscles were functioning the way that they should be, and that's all she was focused on. It's exactly the same for when you're working with a coach. We are focused on making sure your body and your muscles are working the way it is meant to work. Hairy legs and all, we don't give a damn about hairy legs, okay? Or what you're wearing or what you're sweating like, whatever it might be. And majority of the time when you go into a gym environment, you may find that as well. The trainers are not judging you. They're there to help you with the results. And a lot of the people there are there with the same worries and fixating on whether they've got hairy legs or whether they're wearing the wrong outfits too. But if you do think intimidation or embarrassment might be what is holding you back from starting your exercise journey, and stepping into a gym environment or working with a coach is still a little bit too scary for you, then have a think about some tactics that you could implement. Now, this is where I'm always really happy to have a chat because I love to come up with tactics and ways to work around things. So feel free, I don't care when you're listening to this podcast, but feel free to send me a PM either through Facebook or Instagram or an email through my website, whatever it might be. Get in contact with me and just say, hey, Nikki, can you help me like come up with some ways that I can work around the embarrassment that I'm feeling about starting my exercise journey? And I'll give you a helping hand. However, here's something else. If you're a little bit not sure whether you want to contact me right now, that's cool. Another option that you can do is find a buddy to exercise with. So I know as mums, it can be like really hard to find a time that mutually works with a buddy. I have friends that our schedules just do not match at all. But if you can, try to team up with a buddy. If your friend is at the gym at the same time, make a weekly date for your favorite class. So they can be like hold your hand. It's a bit of hand holding along the way there. Or if you're both at home with the little ones, set up a regular meetup and go for a walk and a chat around the local football air oval or shopping center or along the local path around the lake or beach or whatever it might be. Because you know what? You'll probably be so busy chatting, you will completely forget about your self-consciousness and how you're feeling, which can be a really good way of starting your exercise journey, exercising without even realizing that you're exercising. So I hope some of those tips have helped you today in terms of starting your exercise journey and helped you to uncover is the word I was going to say. I was trying to mix discover and uncover together. Helped you to uncover why it might be that you're simply not exercising, even though you know that you should be exercising. why you might not be exercising. Just remember, barriers, work through your barriers, okay? Schedule your exercise in. Let go of your fear of failure, break your goals down into smaller goals, and if you're feeling intimidated, put an action plan in place so that there is something there that is going to help with your confidence to get you started on your exercise journey. As mentioned before, if you would like to contact me and you would like help with any of those areas, do feel free to get in contact with me. And my 90 Days to Reset Your Future program delves into this a lot more, which includes also some one-on-one coaching of ways that we can delve into this. So do, again, feel free to get in contact with me and I can give you some more info about that particular program. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. And I wish you well on your fitness journey and look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummefittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.